Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is up? Welcome back to Under the Rim, the last episode of the year. Really, maybe? Well, because we'll probably just do Monday morning recaps for the rest of the tournament.
I guess. You don't want to do like a tournament preview next week?
No, we are doing a tournament preview, but that'll be full staff.
Okay, so the two of us.
Yeah, this is the last one, just the two of us, is what I would imagine.
Okay.
Just you and me in our private little fun place.
Off the clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a home we built with each other. We're like those two dudes in The Last of Us.
I would like to burn it down. I would like to burn this home down. I don't want to be in a home with you anymore.
Well, too bad. I'm your purpose.
That's all I have.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're talking about Nick Offerman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Nick. I gave you Nick Offerman, though.
Nick Offerman's the bottom.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that episode yet.
Okay.
But is he like he's like a power bottom.
He's an alpha bottom.
Yeah, he's bear bottom. He's a bottom bear.
Bottom bear is good alliteration.
It is.
So, I'll take it.
But you know it's good alliteration but doesn't make sense? Like, just from thinking about it in my mind? Top twink.
Top twink just, yeah.
That doesn't... Fun.
Doesn't compute.
It's alliterative, and that's fun, but it doesn't... In a practical sense... Nah.
Because how are you going to let a little man just throw you around?
Right.
This is a college basketball podcast, by the way.
It is. It is. So let's talk about healthy relationships. Chris Beard is employed again.
Did he get hired?
Chris Beard is...
I know it's in the works, and it's probably...
I think it's like not in the works.
I know it's not pen to paper yet, though.
So Chris Beard has emerged as the top candidate...
For Ole Miss.
For Ole Miss. I don't know. I think he's going to go there. Like, if there's one school that doesn't care about PR other than Liberty, like, if there's one P5 school that, like, can't win, so why try in terms of, like, pleasing people? It's got to be Ole Miss.
It's Auburn.
No.
It's definitely Auburn, too.
Ole Miss is... That school tries so hard to not just call their campus the plantation. I mean, like, they Ole Miss is literally the term.
Well, no, that's Creighton.
Well, we'll get into slave talk later, because there was some new slave talk with college basketball players.
We have more slave talk?
We have more slave talk.
Okay.
But we'll get into that in a bit. But yeah, Chris Beard's probably going to be hired by Ole Miss. Good move?
Him and Joey Freshwater?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's a great move. Chris Beard's a good coach, and I guess, you know, his wife was like... he didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Everything's good.
It's fine. No, we got it.
He definitely hit. He didn't hit me.
The only thing hitting me is the paychecks. Hitting my bank account.
Yep. I guess they'll probably go after UT. Probably have a lawsuit. Maybe get paid out.
I don't know. I think he was fired.
Wrongful termination.
I don't know if he has a wrong. I don't know if he has a case for that. Their contract's probably all that contract stuff. I bet you they dot their I's with that shit.
Yeah, but I bet there's some boosters at UT that just pay him to go away.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some boosters at UT that are fucking pissed because he was not even charged with anything. I believe.
Team's still doing pretty solid.
They are, but this is gonna be the type of thing too. I don't even know who the assistant coach who took over is at UT. I can't remember the name, but people are gonna be like, and I've already seen this. They're like, he's proven himself enough. Fucking give him the job.
But it's UT.
Well,
and you're not just going to give a no-name head coaching gig.
Here's the thing, though. Has he? He's coached for half a season,
mm-hmm.
recruited none of those dudes? Or,
nope.
Like, maybe helped recruit them, but, like, has he proved himself as half a season enough? Really? Really? I've seen some dog shit coaches have good halves of seasons.
They're in the semifinals for the Big 12 championship, right? So they got to beat TCU. Maybe if they win the conference tournament.
Yeah. Which, lucky for them, Bill Self might be dead. A lot of coach news. Did you see that? Bill Self had a heart issue, not coaching the Big 12 tournament right now.
He's resting up. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they
why waste your gas tank on a conference tournament?
Right. You're probably a one seed anyway. Yeah. Like, what could possibly go right?
Saving himself.
Yeah. But with Beard, yeah, I don't. It's like an interesting thing because, like, I see a lot of people on, like, Reddit and stuff, you know, anonymously, like, I would never. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm surprised Tech didn't go back after him.
Because they fired their guy.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, was the assistant that took over for Beard, if you want to talk about Beard assistants, a beloved Chris Beard assistant,
mm-hmm.
who then took over when Beard fucking bolted before they could hire someone real. And he's already gone.
You need a buffer coach.
No, you don't. Occasion. It's bad. You could rebuild a basketball program in like 8 days.
Like, a lot of people probably thought John Shire was a buffer coach. Like, he's not longed for Duke.
Yeah.
But they're starting to turn it around now.
Duke's
starting to hum.
Yeah. What are they?
Low key.
I kept seeing him projected on like the 6 line, maybe.
It might be higher now.
That's even a 5. That's a 5. That's a shitty 5 to run into. It's a very shitty 6 to run into.
And a lot of people are going to overlook them in that 5-12 match.
They're going to be like, Coach K's gone. They're soft. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're starting to hit their stride.
Yeah, they're not fucking around. North Carolina, on the other hand.
Not making the tournament. First, I believe, preseason number one to not make the tournament that year.
Yeah, in the 64 field era.
Yeah.
Which,
well, that's all that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
In my mind.
Yeah. But Chris Beard, he's going to make Ole Miss legit if he goes there. Like, he made Texas Tech legit, and as someone who, you know, whose school shared a conference with Texas Tech in basketball for a long time.
I'm sorry, you're not familiar with Marshall Henderson?
Did he start at Tech?
I know
it was at Ole Miss. I'm talking about Tech for a second.
I'm talking about Ole Miss.
Yeah, I know. Marshall Henderson sort of made Ole Miss kind of good for a minute.
Not really, but I just love I love bringing up Marshall Henderson because he played professional basketball in Iraq.
And I learned this yesterday, Yemen.
Dude just went to all the war-torn countries.
With all the worst places on earth.
What are they paying in Iraq? How much would they have to pay you to play basketball in Iraq?
Not that much, to be honest. I don't know. Like, are you going to get got? You know, like, you need to get fucking kidnapped? You're just some random basketball player? Yemen would be the harder sell for me, I think.
Yemen's probably the harder sell at this point.
Like, what's even there other than bombs?
Yeah, craters.
Right. Like, Iraq, at least, there's probably parts that are still built up.
Nah, probably not.
It's got to be better than Yemen.
Little infrastructure, but not too much.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you go play? There was a Mizzou player who was awful, and he played professionally in Norway for like 3 years.
Yeah,
won the league.
I much prefer the Nordic countries
right.
to the Middle East.
He won the league MVP, and he was not good at Mizzou. Like, he was a starter, but like everyone hated him. And he won the league MVP in Norway.
A lot of professional basketball players coming out of Norway?
Apparently not. No, he's not from Norway.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go. I could go over and play basketball in Norway.
You literally could. Why don't you?
I ask myself that every day. Yeah.
Just go be the sixth man of the year in a Nordic league.
Dominate. Although they're all just giants. They're all Vikings.
And you'd be a guard. I mean, you'd be a one or a two. Mm-hmm.
Just go between their legs.
Yeah. You're fine. Well, it's all giants and elves or trolls. So it's either like, it's all ones and fives.
Go to Iceland where they're all strong men and can't play basketball because they just can't.
They're immobile. Yeah.
Yeah. They're too big.
Yeah. It's not a bad move. But, yeah, I'm going to Iraq over Yemen. If you paid me $100,000 a year, I'd go play basketball professionally in Iraq.
Okay. I would imagine it's on like a base or something, right?
I don't know. I'll Google it. I'll Google.
Do you have to live in like a little hut?
No, I think you live like a god. I think you get one of Saddam's palaces.
Just a room.
Yeah. The Iraqi Basketball League. Let's see. AsiaBasket.com has the info. Dude, there's like dudes playing in this. Like, I'm seeing like definitely dudes who played college ball.
Like, names you recognize?
Like, vaguely.
Is Aaron Kraft over there doing the damn thing?
Nah, like Jermail Jones, like that name sounds familiar. Yeah, there's a lot of former college basketball players over there. I would do it. Beard to Ole Miss, though, I love it. Like, it's, I don't know, you can argue about the moral stuff. He's obviously smacked around his fucking fiance, but
I mean, they had Hugh Freeze at one point,
right? What does Ole Miss care? What does Ole Miss care?
They just want to win, baby.
Yeah, they don't care. And no one's going to like them anyway. They're just going to, like, call them racist. They're just going to, like, so whatever. Just lean in. I'm not even saying that they're fine to do this, but what I'm saying is you've told them that they can't do anything right anyway, so why would they try?
I bet Lane loves this.
All the heat's off Lane.
Yeah, Lane's a saint compared to Chris Beard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all he does is just fuck around on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Beard.
Better to cheat on your wife than to hit your wife.
I agree. I tell my wife that every time I cheat on her. I'm like, I could have hit you.
Right.
But I cheated on you.
Right.
So, you're welcome.
Could be much worse for you.
Yeah, she's getting the house. and custody of the kids, but that's kind of a win. You know, whatever. I'm not actually getting divorced. But not the only college basketball.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
I mean, you're kind of projecting, but...
Yeah.
It is your manifest destiny to get divorced.
That destiny, you know, could very well be manifested. Who doesn't go to Miami at the end of the month? All kinds of things could go wrong.
Yes, because the women in Miami are looking for somebody that looks exactly like you.
Now, I say something could go wrong, and I appreciate that your first, like, you think that I'm referring to, like, some South Beach smoke shows, like, ripping off their thongs and just fucking me in the street or something like that.
Oh, no, you're thinking cartel?
No, I'm thinking, like, you know, too many drugs, way too much alcohol. I wake up with a Cuban five. She's pregnant immediately.
Oh, why is it a woman? I could see you just kind of waking up with the bleach blonde hair.
No,
little,
I got a
little twink boy.
I got to sign an NDA to do that.
Moving on. I haven't gotten there yet. We'll see how it goes.
Patrick Ewing, RIP.
RIP. They finally got rid of him.
The Ewing era at Georgetown.
It only took them losing, or not even hitting double digit wins, right?
Oh, no, they didn't hit.
They had what, 7-8 wins?
It was really bad. Let me double check, but it was under 10. It
takes balls, though, because it's like, imagine if Jordan got fired at North Carolina. That's essentially what Georgetown was.
They were 7-25, 2-18 in conference.
Maybe it should be like a mutual pardon, right? Like,
Pat. Yeah, you don't want to embarrass him. Everyone knows he was fired, but they both just, like, it's like, oh, we just agreed the relationship wasn't working.
Like, Pat, man, you gotta realize this.
Right.
This ain't it.
It's like when people break up, it's like, oh, who broke up with who? And it's like, oh, we both just kind of agreed. No.
It's never the case.
Never. It's never the case.
It's never the case.
It's never once been the case. But yeah, Ewing's gone, so.
Dude, Jimmy.
What?
Jimmy Boeheim, also.
Boeheim, one of the greats?
No.
Is he on your Mount Rushmore of college basketball coaches?
I don't think so. I think he got carried by Carmelo.
Carmelo carried him to one title.
Mm-hmm. And he got carried by and crowned by the zone defense.
Yeah, his weirdo zone defense that kind of just always won him games in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've said this on the show for like the past 2 or 3 years. The way those returns diminished over time as whatever conference he played in just got more and more used to seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, and again, like, it started out like, you know, when I was like in high school and college and stuff like that, Syracuse, like, they're always like a 1-2-3 seed, right? Like, they're always fucking up there. Boeheim was a great coach back then or whatever.
Then he killed a guy.
And you started getting like, Syracuse, kind of down here. They're an 8 seed. Oh, that's weird.
Then he just got used to Syracuse being bad.
Yeah. But they still made a Final Four run as like a 10 seed.
11 seed.
11 seed,
after
yeah.
After the playing game.
I was there for that.
Because no matter what you do, for whatever reason, like if you don't see a zone defense, 18 and 19-year-old kids, they run into that. They throw a little wrench into normal basketball, and they shit themselves.
Yeah, it just throws you out for a fucking loop. Like, throws you out the window. Which is kind of, to me, what Houston is now. We've talked about this before, too. Houston's a new Syracuse.
Disruption.
Yeah. Like, Houston's always going to win two games in the tournament for the foreseeable future. Like, you do not pick them to be a first weekend upset, because it won't happen.
Well, they also have Sampson as their coach.
Yeah, great coach. Better than Boeheim?
Yes.
Does Sampson ever ring? I feel like he does.
No.
He just got a Final Four with Indiana or something like that. I feel like he made it pretty far.
He was starting to turn Indiana into, like, Indiana again.
Yeah. And then...
But I don't believe they made a Final Four under him.
All right. He's made two Final Fours.
With who? One with Houston, obviously.
Yeah, and I think one with Indiana.
I don't remember Indiana. Like, it would have been before that.
Yep. It was Indiana.
What year?
2002.
Okay, well.
They lost to Maryland.
Oh, that Maryland team that won the Natty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he did make a final. Made a championship game with Indiana.
To be fair, I was like 10.
So. Yeah, I'm not mad at you for not knowing. I'm just saying, I thought he had one, and he did. So he had Indiana close to back. But yeah, Ewing's gone. I mean, you got to think Georgetown is going to get a good name, right?
Rick.
Who?
Rick.
He's too old.
Patino?
He's too old.
No, he's not. And he also wants to go to a private school.
Well, he needs to go to a private school, for sure.
So, you know, keep everything hush-hush.
Rick Pitino is 70.
Doesn't matter. He's going to live another 30 years.
That's probably true, but I don't think he's coaching for more. I do think he wants to go back to a big school, a big-time school, because he wants to win one more.
Who else would be interested in Georgetown? I guess, actually, you know...
Georgetown's like a borderline blue blood.
You know who's from D.C. and is available?
Ugh.
And said, on the record, I didn't retire. I just didn't want to coach there anymore.
Jim Bayon?
No.
I don't know. Who? I don't know.
Our baby boy. Not really a boy or a baby. Notre Dame's own.
Oh, yeah. Mike Bray?
Mike Bray.
Let's go.
Get Mike Bray to DC.
Just like that's a kind of lateral move to a different Catholic university. Fuck it. Is Georgetown Jesuit too? Notre Dame's not. That's why Notre Dame is more conservative, because they're kind of boners. Dude, that'd be funny if Bray went. But Bray's old as fuck too.
Bray's not that old. Bray's not even in his 60s yet, is he?
He's 63.
All right, young 60s.
He could be older. Yeah. He could be older.
He could be at Georgetown for like 7 years.
If Patino was 63, I'd say Patino to Georgetown in a heartbeat. Like right away.
Yeah.
But
Bray, I'm sure he could figure it out.
He could. I do you think they go for a name, or they go for like a good up and comer?
Like homie from Penn State?
Yeah, like something like that. Or like even a mid-major type guy, or honestly, you know. Yeah, it's probably too soon to do that, but I imagine Dennis Gates is going to start getting calls if he keeps Missouri competent for another couple of years after being really good at Cleveland State and being an assistant at Florida State.
I don't think you would ever want to like hire somebody from Mizzou, but...
You know who disagrees with that? The Atlanta Hawks.
Quinn Snyder?
Yeah.
He's the anomaly.
Yeah. he was not good at Mizzou, but... He's great NBA. He needs to be an NBA coach, because you can't love cocaine and be a college basketball coach.
No.
You got to.
Typically, it doesn't work out.
No, it's got to be an NBA thing. Like, you got to be. You got to. We, like, the real degenerates have to be NBA coaches. I know you got, like, this kind of degenerates, like.
Because cocaine's a good social drug.
Yeah.
So you can be a good player manager.
Mm.
But X's and O's, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
And college basketball is all about X's and O's, not Jims and Joes.
It's true. And for that, you just need to, I don't know, get drunk, I guess. Thad Mata style.
Well, he's had a down year at Butler, so.
It's fine. He had great years, though.
At Ohio State, yeah.
Yeah, he just started drinking too much.
I don't know if that's publicly known that Thad Mata's an alcoholic.
A raging alcoholic.
He just exposed him, so.
Everyone knows that.
I don't know if that a lot of people do.
I found out yesterday. I've known since then.
So. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, yeah. Another interesting firing from a once celebrated coach, although I think he was a coattail rider and kind of worked his way up on that. Georgia Tech.
Parted
ways with Josh Pastner.
The most positive man in college basketball.
Pastner was previously at Memphis, where I'm pretty positive he was just riding Calipari's.
Maybe. But
like Wake. He was completely.
I didn't know this news. You just broke this to me. But I had a feeling, like, as you were saying it, I'm like, not Pastner.
But that means you knew he was not long for the world.
Not at Georgia Tech, no.
No. But also, I think Georgia Tech made a Final Four in like 04, 05. When they had that
they used to be pretty solid at basketball.
Solid, solid. Never great. So no. That's not an easy place to win. I kind of thought it was a weird fit for him. Is he an alum?
No, I don't think so.
Because I was just like, Georgia Tech, really? Like, that's...
I think it was like a stepping stone.
Where you want... Yeah, it could be another step. But Memphis is... Memphis feels like a better program than Georgia Tech.
Well, Memphis is going to lose to my Knights today.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, I'm sorry. Pastner played for the National Championship Arizona Wildcats team with Luke Walton and... who's the other dude? It was under Lute Olson.
Either way. Maybe he goes back to Arizona as an assistant.
Could see that. Who's the coach at Arizona right now? Who's the Gonzaga assistant before?
Jed.
Yeah.
Fisher.
I think Pastner probably just gets a mid-major job. But who knows? But yeah, the coaching carousel's there. There is one more firing, though. An important one. Maybe the funniest one. I promised we'd get to some slave talk.
Okay.
This guy... Unlike, who's Creighton's head coach name? I'm, like, blanking.
McDermott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
McDermott.
Oh, also Tommy Lloyd. Jed Fish is the head coach of Arizona football.
Oh.
Tommy Lloyd's the basketball coach.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Texas Tech parting ways with coach Mark Adams after an investigation found that he used a racially insensitive comment.
What'd he say?
He quoted the Bible, so it wasn't like
a bad start.
What?
Not a good start.
Yeah. It's, he referenced a Bible verse about slaves serving their masters, and the Texas Tech players, who I guess already didn't
like him,
were like, fuck this. So, Mark Adams was encouraging the student-athlete to be more receptive to coaching and referenced the Bible verse about workers, teachers, parents, and slaves serving their masters. I don't know if he just quoted it literally or whatever. They wanted him out anyway.
Right.
This is, again, like I was talking about, this is the Chris Beard assistant that they...
Now, was this self-sabotage?
He wanted out, too.
Maybe he wanted to get fired. Get some type of, like, you know, just get paid for not doing your job.
That sounds pretty sick.
Yeah.
What if it was a booster setup? Like, they were like, you know what, Mark? I feel like you need to get this team really going.
Because at this point, you have to be solid. Like, you have to have a little bit of awareness to not bring up the word slave.
Can I show you a picture of him?
To a college basketball team?
Can I show you a picture of him? And you tell me if he seems self-aware. I'm just going to, like, just gonna show you a picture, and I just want you to think to yourself. I want you to really honestly evaluate whether... You think this gentleman has much self-awareness.
Okay. Show me the fucking picture. Okay, he's older than I thought he would be.
Yeah. He looks like a guy who has Bible verses just locked and loaded, ready to go, not even thinking about it.
And you're in Lubbock. Probably get away with crazier shit than
Look,
most
the players
places.
Were the only people in Lubbock this offended.
Yeah.
No one else.
No.
No one else even batted an eye at this. But yeah, he's gone. And Texas Tech's entire team, which by the way, not a bad roster, just not a good year. They're all in the fucking transfer portal.
Even before the season, though, I mean, like Terrence Shannon went to Illinois.
Yeah. They lost some dudes for sure, yeah. But this wasn't like a dog shit roster. I mean, they were a bubble team for a minute. Just because you rack up any time you win any game in the Big 12, it's a quad one win.
Yeah.
And you're just going to back your way into a couple wins.
Is Oklahoma State going to be in?
Like, dude, all right. So that's the last thing I actually wanted to talk about. Fuck putting Oklahoma State in this tournament.
They lost to us. They lost to UCF.
They lost to UCF, Southern Illinois, and there was another one that pissed me off too. I tweeted about it last night. They fucking don't deserve. They have 18 wins. They just lost their second round game in the conference tournament. Fuck. Oh, Virginia Tech was the other team they lost to. Virginia Tech's terrible. Fuck this. 18 wins. Keep them the fuck out of the tournament. Virginia Tech was 19-14. They're 81st in KenPom. They're not even close to making the tournament.
Let's get weird, though. I want Ohio State to run through the Big Ten, win the Big Ten tournament championship.
Same.
And then get the automatic bid, knock some of these teams out.
AQ. Yeah, I would. We need some wacky AQs to knock out teams like Oklahoma State, who in no way at 18 fucking wins. I know win number isn't everything, but you need to hit 20.
Some bad losses, too.
Yeah, they have bad losses. Like, it'd be one thing if every fucking game on their schedule was loaded. And it is once you get into conference play, certainly. But, like, fuck off with this shit. I mean, good Lord. It's just not enough.
All right, who are the bubble teams right now? First four in, first four out.
Let me look at...
Even though that's not even updated, right? That's from, like, a week ago.
No, they updated...
Shit's moving so fast.
They updated this morning. It was updated like 2 hours ago.
Okay.
For Lenardi.
What do we got from Joe?
Here's the bubble teams. Oh, he actually has Oklahoma State still as his first four out. So okay. For the love of God, keep them out. So here's the first four out. Oklahoma State, Clemson.
Really?
They kind of fell off a little bit, I think.
They play Virginia today.
They do? I mean, they need to win.
Tonight. I don't think they do. Like, it's the semifinals, isn't it? ACC semifinals?
Yes, because... No, ACC finals are on Saturday. So they, like, do it a day early.
Okay.
Clemson's 23-9.
Why aren't they in?
I don't know, man. They do have a couple bad losses. Actually, most of their losses are bad. They lost to South Carolina.
Not great.
It was a road loss. They lost to Loyola Chicago, who was really bad this year. They lost to Boston College.
Yeah, but they ran into the buzzsaw that is Sister Jean.
It's true. She's still alive. I thought she was dead. Like, legitimately, I thought she was dead.
She's writing books, man.
I know. With what, Seth Davis or something like that?
Who cares?
Not going to get it.
She needs to, you know... I'm kind of on to her. She's not real.
What do you mean she's not real?
She's kind of
five,
like,
kids in old leather.
No, she's
in
like the Wizard of Oz, you know? Just behind a curtain.
This is a robot.
Just like a flesh Muppet.
That's fine. I'm not gonna bother arguing that.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't. I probably could disprove it, but I don't want to.
No need to.
You just involve an OBGYN, I suppose. Just someone to look in, see the innards, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did they lose to? Louisville, who was also god awful.
Yeah, what? They lost to Louisville.
Yeah. They lost to Miami and North Carolina. That's fine.
All right, maybe they don't deserve to be in. They got to beat Virginia tonight then.
I think they do. I think they need to make, I don't think they need to win the ACC, but I think they need to make the finals. Nevada, I don't know. And Wisconsin, get Wisconsin the fuck out of there too. Like, don't put Wisconsin in.
They were like a 11 or 12 seed, right? In the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, they did not.
How the fuck would they be getting?
They would have to win at this point. But they're on the next four because the Big Ten, like the Big 12.
What do you mean win? They're out.
Oh, they're out. Okay, good. Then they're good. Then they're done.
Yeah, they're done.
Well, Lenardi still had it today. That's probably what his algorithm is spitting out. Here's the last four in. What do you think about these guys? Rutgers, they should be in.
Rutgers should be in.
Pitt. They had a pretty good season.
Capel.
Yeah. They had a pretty good season. They're not... The analytics don't really like them, but... I mean...
Capel's a Duke guy, though.
Yeah.
He'll get the rub.
He'll get in. Utah State. I don't really know anything about Utah State. And then Arizona State. Pac-12 trying to fight for that fourth bid.
They're in the semifinals. They play Arizona tonight.
Yeah. They should... Arizona State should get in. I mean, they beat Arizona at Arizona.
Uh-huh. If they beat them again today.
Oh, they're in no matter. Yeah. Here's a fun one on the next four out that I think it's too late for them, but it's hilarious that they got so close. Vanderbilt.
They beat Kentucky today, right?
Yeah, they're playing. Oh, yeah. Okay. They're still playing. So here we go. I know I should be rooting for the my Missouri Tigers to win the SEC tournament, but let's go Vandy. Let's get an A. Let's get a Vandy AQ.
Is Stackhouse still there?
He won SEC Coach of the Year.
Fuck. I didn't realize that.
He co-won it with Buzz Williams.
Okay. I get hand up. I haven't paid a lot of attention to Vandy.
They haven't been very good, but then they just...
Because I remember like they were trying to run Jerry out.
They were. So here's what happened. They started the year, their first two-thirds of the year, fucking terrible. Didn't win more than three games.
Is Pippen's kid still there? Scottie Pippen Jr.?
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know if that's his name.
It's not. He's probably trying to fuck Michael Jordan's ex-wife somewhere.
Just for revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so Vandy, mediocre, couldn't string together wins, really. Was losing to everybody. And then, the start of February, they just started ripping off wins. They beat Ole Miss, Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina, Auburn, Florida, Kentucky, and Mississippi State, only losing to LSU over the course of that entire month.
Okay.
And then they beat LSU in the first round of the SEC tournament.
Don't let them get hot.
Maybe don't. Maybe don't. They were not bad. I mean, they played Mizzou pretty tight. Like, it was a tough game. It was a really annoying game. I didn't understand why we weren't doing better against them. That was when they were terrible. So if they beat Kentucky, I'll tell you what, man. They're 19-13. If they beat Kentucky and then beat the next round team, put them in.
Not if the next round team's Mizzou, you know?
It's not. They're not on our side of the bracket. Okay. It would be, who would it be? Kentucky's the third seed.
No, if Vandy beats Kentucky, I think they're in.
Just Kentucky?
Yeah, that's all I have to do.
Okay, I hope they do. I'd be into that. But that's all I got for today, really. We can't really give you picks on games, because by the time you listen to this, half of them will be over.
It'll be over. Like, I mean, currently right now, East Carolina, Houston's going on. Bama's shellacking Mississippi State.
Mississippi State's a last four bye. I wonder if they get blown out bad enough, if they drop down to no bye. They get an 11 seed.
Just playing game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what you want.
You do. You want momentum.
You want a little extra runway going into the tournament.
Rest first for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all there is one other thing that we'll talk about more in the tournament preview, but already, I guess, kind of troubling. How do you feel about your Bruins losing Clark, their best defender, and not a bad offensive player either?
No, not great. I mean, he's not really an offensive player at all, but
he can get buckets. That's not his job. That's not his job, but you can't ignore him.
Yeah. Either way. I mean, yeah. It's a loss. Certainly.
Still feeling a Final Four?
Yeah. 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 Okay. I still believe in Mick.
They got the guards.
Still have the guards. Guards is all you need in March.
Yeah. I don't
disagree. Guards win games.
Fucking A. Well, that is all I got. We will be back
next week.
We'll probably do a tournament preview.
Maybe Tuesday?
Yeah, with Ross and Dan, like Tuesday. Or actually, no. We should wait to do it after the play-in games.
No. Those don't matter.
Yes, they literally do.
Well, then...
teams make the Final Four.
Doesn't matter. We're going to do it Tuesday. And you're just going to have to pick the playing game and then also... Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck that. Man, in the playing teams
go straight chalk like Obama.
That's the... Dude, this year's going to be chaos.
It is.
This year's going to be fucking pure chaos. With, I don't know, probably Kansas winning again and me blowing my brains out. But yeah, that's all I got. We'll probably be back with a preview show Tuesday or Wednesday for the NCAA tournament. Enjoy the conference championship. Enjoy all the conference championships. Should be a fun weekend.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. And where do we gamble?
MyBookie.com.
MyBookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. That's where we do everything. My advice for tournament and for conference tournaments, live lines.
Yes.
We hit one the other day with Marquette. They were down 10 at the half, so we got plus money on them.
Came back, held on.
Held on for dear fucking life.
St. John's against in overtime.
Yeah, but the live lines tend to work well because, you know, things get weird.
Things get weird.
All right. That's all I got. We will see you later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.